right. It is a new year, Dom. It's 2024. Can you believe it?
Happy New Year.
Man, it's crazy. I put in the title of this episode or the description to tease whatever live viewers we might get. I was like, is this the final Ramble 5 episode? We're darn close, man. We're darn close. We're
damn close, right? Damn close. Figured that.
Because I actually looked to see how much we have left. It's basically just the rest of the tunnel fight, then him going mano a mano with the...
Right. That's it. And that's okay, the end of the Rambo film saga right there.
So I don't think it's fair, to be honest with you. I don't think it's fair just to drop on our listeners or, you know, our thousands and thousands of listeners to drop on them that it's over. It's over.
Get it over till it's over.
Not to drop that on our listeners and our watchers. What we're going to do is, I think this is probably the second to last episode. There's no way we can squeeze out two more episodes.
Okay. We can't squeeze out another 10 episodes of this.
No. It breaks my heart a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. It breaks my heart a little bit. I actually got a message. It was a Facebook message, but it was from our good friend, Doug, who hosts the Rocky Minute podcast. And he also does a podcast with me on Stallone. He's a great guy. I mean, we're online friends. We haven't met in real life yet. And I know he's not just saying this, but he said here that it's one of his favorite podcasts to look forward to. He mentioned this another one, and there's like two top tier podcasts. For him as a listener, we're in a top part of his listening experience. So that was really kind of him. Yeah, I know.
That's awesome. Thank you, Doug.
And so even if there's just thanks, Doug. Even if there's just one person that we make happy, you know,
that's all that matters. If you reach one person. If you're the top tier of somebody, just one person's list.
It's almost how many listeners we have. So we got one person who looks forward to us every week, or every second week, I should say. So what I want to say is basically, this is a bit of a, I know there's more than one person that listens. To those who listen to us every 2 weeks, those faithful listeners, I guess, can you guys send us an email, a note? You know, so check out the show notes. It has the show's email, or even it's a Facebook, social, and YouTube. That's fine as well. Just to say, thanks, guys, or anything you want to leave with us. And we'll read that on our final episode, because I think next episode 12 of Rambo 5, Last Blood, will be, it kind of has to be the last episode of Rambo. Right. The film's over. Right. Like, I can't.
Yeah, we're gonna do the credits. We're going to start doing the credits.
As much as I want to keep squeezing the milk from this teat, I just can't. It's going to run dry, you know? And
right.
There's only so much we can do. So I guess that's my, I don't know. I didn't talk to Dom about this. What do you think, Dom? Just, I don't know. Maybe we'll get a couple of emails, just something. Does it have to be long? Just some sort of like send off for me and Dom.
Just something to keep us hanging on. Something to keep us hanging on.
And if we get enough emails, we can read them for like 45 minutes, and then we'll do like 1 minute of the movie, and then we get another episode out of it, right? No, I'll stress this. Don't unsubscribe from this feed, because I think we're going to do some bonus stuff. We're going to continue our Frank stuff, because we have some Frank stuff today, and trust me.
There's a certain Frank movie coming out. What was that Frank movie coming out?
Veterans Day.
Oh, God. We're definitely doing Veterans Day.
Yeah, so don't unsubscribe from this feed. I mean, I understand if you want to clean up your feed. I get it. Come back and check on us at least throughout the year, because we are going to be providing more content on this feed. So even after our last episode, next episode of the Rambo 5, the Rambo or Last Blood or what? Sorry, the Long Road podcast will continue to have... Nothing's over. It's not over. This feed will continue. I think Dom and I are going to do some other movies, another project, but this will have definite episodes throughout the years. Throughout the years, months to years, we'll have I have some ideas. We're going to do Frank covers. So there will be Frank episodes. That's for sure. There's just no way. I can't stop doing it. So
you got to do like Frank updates every so often. Well, right?
I think the Frank episodes alone will be at least once a month. We put together a whole Frank reel, and then we're going to do Veterans Day starring Frank Stallone. So, I mean, really, do not unsubscribe from this feed. That's all I can tell you. And who knows? Maybe there'll be a sixth Rambo film. Very unlikely.
There might be. You don't know. It might get announced. Maybe if there's a god, it gets announced in the next couple of days.
Right. And we'll do a couple of the Rambo cartoons for sure. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a question here from Gert in our chat on YouTube. Does Frank still have Sly's old bed? I don't know if he still has it, but he did have it during the...
Does he sleep in it?
Yes, he actually... Did you not know that? He sleeps on the bed. He sleeps on the bed that Sly and Jennifer had coitus on to conceive Frank's nieces. Yes.
Weird.
Yes. Did you not watch the Family Stallone reality?
I fell off with the Family Stallone. Dude, I watched a handful, and then I was just like, I'm going to go out my life.
Well, I went on my Life with the Family Stallone. I couldn't help it. I loved it. Anyways, yeah, that was one of the episodes. Frank. Okay. We've got some Frank stuff today, folks. We're very excited about that. But before we do, I do have an email. So here we go. Speaking of emails, this one's a good one. It's big. Bear with us. I like this one. This was from Alistair. Appreciate his support throughout all of our episodes. He goes, Ryan and Dom, hi, guys. I have listened to every episode of the It's a Long Road podcast. Yes, thank you, Alistair. We have two listeners.
Every episode. Woo!
Every episode. It's amazing. The show has a great dynamic that keeps me coming back for more. It's kind of like catching up with old friends and having a beer and a laugh. Well, thanks, man. That's might great. Sound weird, but I genuinely enjoy the podcast more than watching any TV shows. Holy smokes.
We're more entertaining than TV. You hear that, Ryan?
Are we more entertaining than the Family Stallone reality show?
I think so.
He goes on to say, this season, you've managed the impossible. You've made Last Blood enjoyable. That's awesome. I love that. He says, before I go any further, I need to borrow a quote from the guys who do the 6 Degrees of Schwarzenegger podcast. We're coming from a place of love because we have a genuine affection for these guys. That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's how we do it. And that's how he's going to do it. So he says here, he's got two parts here. He says, the Frank Stallone section. Are you ready for this? Bringing Frank coverage into the podcast was a masterstroke. I don't know. It's something. I don't know if it's a masterstroke, but it's something.
It's definitely something. It's grasping for straws.
Oh, man. We would be done with this movie in 4 episodes. I think it would have been done.
Trying to hold on for dear life, trying to get more out of it.
Yeah, Frank has given us more coverage for sure for this film, adding that segment. Thanks, Alistair. He goes on to say, Frank has to be the most bitter, jealous sibling of any celebrity. Yet, despite all this, he still has carved out a 47-year career for being Sly's less talented brother. Oof. Oof.
Listen, you got to give it to him, though. You got to give it to Frank for doing that. He made a living off this.
It's a living.
Waste a life. He had a chance to become a talented guitarist, but instead of that, you became hanging on to your brother's coattails.
You've been leeching off your brother for the last 40 years.
When the first few chords from Far From Over belt out, I'm already laughing. Oh, it's coming. We got that coming. Please keep this section or continue to monitor Frank in any future podcast venture. Well, that's just it. Alistair, so we got one guy. We got one guy who's going to stay on our feet. Alistair is going to stay on our feet. So, yes.
Good. Thank you.
Again, the Frank coverage, it has to continue. We're not going to stop till he's dead.
And then when he dies, we're going to have like a 3-hour episode.
Yeah, we're going to have some sort of send-off.
Memorial.
You know, man, there's a chance. I don't know. I'm friends with somebody who's friends with Sly, and I'll just leave it at that. My inside guy, my Agent Smith, remember him?
Yes.
I've never asked for a favor. I've never asked for a favor. I would never ask him for Sly. I've been so tempted to, but I never would.
Right.
But I think I could throw that favor at Frank. What do you think?
I think he could do it. I think Frank would do it, honestly.
I don't know, man. But I would have to tell Frank, like, look, you know, I want you to come in knowing that we've taken the mick out of you. But I don't know
if I could sit here and look at Frank in the eyes, though.
That's true. Too ashamed. Okay, continue. So that's what he had to say about Frank. Now he goes on to Last Blood. He said, before the film was even released, I was worried. Sly's new hair system. Did you ever see the movie Backtrace?
Backtrace?
Yeah.
Oof, no, I don't think bad. I've seen it.
Okay. It's straight to video Sly stuff. It's pretty
bad. Oh, it's one of those movies that he pops up in for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's like a 20-minute segment out of an hour and a half. Right, and, you know, 3 days filming Chinese money laundering scheme.
Just to put Stallone on the poster, basically.
And to launder money throughout the film's company. He goes on to say, Sly's new hair system had debuted in Backtrace and was very distracting.
They should make announcements when he's got like a new wig on. Featuring the new wig.
I found myself questioning why his hairline was almost touching his eyebrows. And I knew those plugs. Oh, man. And I knew those plugs couldn't support a full-blown mullet, so I was at peace with a short-haired Rambo. So he was happy that Rambo went short-haired. Okay, fair enough. He didn't want the mullet going all the way to his eyebrows.
Well, I got to say, the long fake hair is definitely harder to look at, harder to take seriously.
Right. You know? Yeah, for sure. He goes on to say, the first time I watched Last Blood, it had the opening sequence with the rescue on horseback. Okay, so he saw that version, the one recovering. John was suffering from his PTSD and struggling to medicate. I generally thought this could be a good film. Unfortunately, we get a grim ripoff of Taken that descends into a slasher movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty fair.
Definitely.
Up to that point, definitely a slasher movie. It's a horror film. Up to that point, I was thinking that watching missionaries' limbs being blown off and kids being stabbed with bayonets and thrown into fires in part four was as bleak as it could get. How wrong was I? Yeah, this one. So that kid being impaled was pretty brutal.
When you really think about it, there really is such a tone shift, a tonal shift between the last two. Oh, my God.
It's so the killing weird. The kids went, and the bayonet of kids and the canoe blowing up heads in this God. Film. I don't know. And the yeah. drugs and the... How many times were people raped in this film?
At least 50 fucking times, right?
It's too much. It's 40, 49, 50. It's just too much, man. He goes on to say, now we get to see John ripping out someone's collarbone from their skin and breaking it, bludgeoning people with a hammer, spike pits, wall mines, severed heads, etc., etc. You guys have spotted what was needed to improve and elevate the film. Paulie.
I'm breaking collarbones. So I don't work for you. Imagine Paulie was just tagging along at Rambo every time he was doing something to, like, he's ripping out the guy's collarbone. He's just sitting with him. How does that feel? Huh?
The girls are getting molested in the whorehouse.
I can't take this watching no more.
I can't do this anymore, Rambo.
You guys had the good times.
I had the bad times.
Oh my gosh.
That was him falling down the snowball.
He's falling over the horrors. There's so many dead horrors in the hallway. He's tripping over them.
I don't like these people, Rambo.
Oh my gosh. All right. So he just goes on to say all the quotes that we do. Thank you. He goes, you've evolved Last Blood into a Rambo Rocky crossover, and it's improved the film tenfold.
Might as well. It honestly might as well have been.
Oh my gosh. I have been following Sly's films for the past 30 years, and every new film that we get, I treat as a bonus. That's fair. You know, I kind of look at that too. At this point,
that's how I feel about him and Schwarzenegger, especially. I'm like, I know these guys aren't going to be around forever. Whatever they do, I'll watch, because it's like watching legends on screen.
That's all it is. Like, this could be the last film. We might as well watch it. At any point, Sly's heart could explode.
Put all the growth hormone he's putting in his body, his heart can explode at any minute. I'm telling you, he's just becoming a big vein. Like, it's just a big vein now.
I think that's probably why he doesn't work out as much as he used to. His heart is 77. I don't care what you say, man.
That's what it is. That's not getting any younger. There's nothing you could do for that.
No, and I would be careful with that HGH and those chemicals. It's going to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him dead. I'm just saying you got to be careful. Like, I don't know what his doctor's telling him. Definitely. Frank's going to outlive Sly for sure. Like, I think he's going to be older than Sly. If I had to guess, we'll find out.
To be continued.
To be continued. Back in 96, when he was plugged in Daylight, he was saying that this was his last full-blown action movie. I remember that. I remember when he's like, he was trying to go drama and all this.
Well, then not too long after that, he probably did Copland, right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what the Alistair goes here. He goes, I genuinely thought that after the brilliant Copland, his career might go in a different direction and he might concentrate on dramas. But here we are 30 years later and we're still getting all the action.
Happy and we're getting Cliffhanger too.
Apparently we're getting Cliffhanger too.
We're getting Cliffhanger too.
Oh, man. Paulie will be on those cliffs too.
This climbing no more. Don't drop me.
Paulie dies in the opening sequence.
I don't even remember his name at Cliffhanger,
don't let me go.
Was it a Gabriel? Gabriel? Was it Gabriel?
Let me Gabriel.
I think it was Gabe. Yeah, that's weird. Anyways, goes best wishes, Alistair. Thank you. That's an amazing email. That's an amazing email. Now, remember, folks, when you send us an email for our final Rambo 5 episode, it doesn't have to be quite as big, which I love. This was great. Thank you, Alistair. This is because we got a lot to talk about from it. But remember, just tell us how amazing me and Dom are. That's all we're asking. That's all we're asking. Not much. Just tell
me how good I look without hair, that I don't need a Sylvester Stallone wig.
That's true. Yeah. Don't wear that anymore. Okay. I got something. I got to be very careful here. I'm trying to figure out how to share this. Okay. There's been some drama in Rocky Land, but I have to be so vague. I have to be so vague that I can't even say anything. I'm not even going to say that I've received. Let me just, to protect the innocent and to protect the guilty, I'll just say these are things that I have observed on my own. There you go. How's that sound? So if I'm wrong, then it's just me speculating. I'm speculating. Okay. But I'm going to share a story. I'm going to put you in the thought process of a person, of a character. It's fake. Mm. So everything I'm sharing with you. So you know when they say at the end of a movie, any
similarities, right?
That's right. any similarities? Yeah, any similarities between
people living or deceased?
That's right.
Unintentional.
That's right. So, and if anyone asks me and says, "Ryan, you were talking about so and so or such and such," I'll be like, "A, I'm just speculating from what I've seen, and B, how do I know? I know nothing. I nobody talks to me. I don't know anybody."
Right? You're on the other side of the world right now. You don't have contact.
That's right. Okay, let's pretend you're a Rambo fanatic like we are, right?
Okay.
And let's pretend that you lived in Hope, British Columbia, where First Blood was filmed, okay?
Okay.
Let's pretend that you were such a huge fan of Rambo that you did tours for all the Rambo sites in Hope, British Columbia, okay?
Okay.
And let's pretend that Sly wanted to celebrate the Rambo character and the Rambo films in Hope, British Columbia by announcing Rambo Day. Okay. No, I'm just, yeah, dude, I don't,
go ahead.
No, this is all speculation. I don't, and let's pretend that your Rambo tours were very popular. They brought people tourism to the town of Hope, British Columbia. The town was appreciative of your efforts. Fans were appreciative of your efforts. And during this time, you actually got in contact with Sly, and Sly was aware of your tours and the love that you have for the Rambo films, and actually took a photo with you, kind of gave you this seal of approval, and say, "Hey man, that's cool that you like Rambo so much. Cool man, that's awesome. Have fun. Do your, you know." Then there's Rambo Day, but you don't go to Rambo Day, and the reason why you don't go to Rambo Day is because apparently you're doing tours during that time. Yeah, it's odd. Again, I'm just speculating. Maybe Sly was like, "You know what? It's Rambo Day. I don't really want to make it about the tours and the guy that does the tours day. So maybe." I don't want him to be there. And then maybe the Rambo guy is like, "Screw this." He says, "Well, I'm not going. I'm just going to say that I have tours to go." What would you do in the situation? If you gave tours, would you still go?
As far as the excuse of saying you had tours, wouldn't the tours involve going to the said locations that maybe...
That's what I would think. You would almost say, if it was me, honestly, this is me seriously, if I was the Rambo guy, tour guy, I'd be like, "Man, what an awesome day, man. Like, Sly's coming. This is like the biggest day of the tour. So we'll end our tour at the event. Like, we'll just end there."
Make it a selling point almost.
People would go on my social media and say, "Ryan, you know, why weren't you there?" And say, "Oh, I just had tours." This is just an odd scenario. If I was the Rambo tour guide, I don't know what would stop me. I'm just curious why I wouldn't go.
Yeah, that sounds like there's no reason not to go, honestly. It sounds like a dream come true that you would do everything in your power to be there, being the Rambo impersonator you are.
Right. That's just a scenario that came up in my mind by itself. So let us know in the comments, whether via email or on our socials. What would you do in this situation? If you were a tour guide, the Rambo tour guide, what would you do? Would you still go and just have your tour end there? Just have your tour go there. No one's the wiser. Be a good sport about it and just show up and say, "Hey, I don't know. It's odd. So let me know what you do in that situation." All right. So that was what do we call that? A little thought exercise?
Thought exercise. It's like when you're taking a test and there's a little problem and they give you a paragraph, a little story. That's what it was. Fictional characters.
But remember, at the end of the day, I know nothing. I can only see what I see online. My interpretations and my understanding of things is limited. I know nothing. So what do I know? Nobody listens to me anyways. Nobody listens to this show. So it's fine. Okay. All right. Well, without further ado, you know what we got to do.
Let's do it.
Entertainment Weekly's list of the 101 most powerful people in show business is out. At number one, Fox CEO Robert Murdoch. And at number two, you guessed it, Frank Stallone.
And here's another segment of Frank Stallone. Who is this guy?
All right. So from Frank's Instagram, he had this beautiful family photo here of him and his brother and Sly's beautiful daughters. It is kind of an interesting photo. I guess Jennifer's taking the picture.
I guess so.
You're not going to be in the pictures.
I guess Jennifer's taking. I'm sure there was a photo where Frank took the photo with the rest of them. But this is on Frank's Instagram, so that's fair. So this is him with his lovely nieces and of course, Sly. Sly's looking great. There are natural gray rugs coming through. They look great. So, yeah, there you go. Lovely photo. However, what was funny is I saw this same photo, like on, you know, like I'm on Facebook, you're on Facebook, and you, I get suggestions from like slide pages and stuff. There's so many of those. It's funny because this picture was circulating the interwebs. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah. But this was the picture that was circulating the interweb. This one.
You see his arm? Is that his arm right there?
Yeah.
It's his elbow, so, right? You get Frank Stallone. He's still in the picture, technically.
So for those who are obviously listening and not watching this on YouTube, which I can't highly recommend enough to watch this video. But anyway, the picture I just showed Dom was Frank's been cropped out of the photo. And I saw this photo everywhere on the socials. People were like, oh, look at Sly and his daughters. His daughters are so beautiful, which they are. And Sly looks so great. Beautiful tree. And there's Frank cut out of the photo. I don't know. I just... Poor Frank. Someone Frank took the effort to cut Frank out.
He's getting cut out of the Christmas photo. Jeez.
So for his Instagram, just so people are tracking, on his Instagram, the last 2 to 3 weeks, he has posted tons of boxings, old-timey boxers. That's been the majority of his posts. Mm-hmm. So he's gone from his tombstone posting, his cowboy posting. Now he's back on the boxing history posting. All these boxers.
He's in his boxing phase again.
One of the things he posted was, I think it was Mayweather versus some old-timey other black boxer. I think the guy's name was Gebby or something like that. He said basically that Mayweather would lose to this guy. And I'm telling you right now, as tough as Frank thinks those old-timey boxers are, if you literally transported Mayweather to the past, their techniques and abilities of fighting now are so – those old-timey boxers, they might have taken the hits. And, yeah, don't get me wrong, they were tough as nails and all that other stuff. But if you truly put Mayweather in the ring with any one of those guys at his weight class at the end of the day, those guys aren't going to hit him. Are they going to hit Mayweather?
Right. That's the thing. They didn't even train the same way, you know. It's like
you take the worst NHL player on the ice right now, make five of him versus the five best players from the 1930s, 1940s. Right. They're going to get creeped. Their speed alone.
Right.
They're just different beasts now. Mm-hmm. You know, here is one video that Frank welcomed the new year in with. I love this. This is actually a really great video because Frank welcomes the new year and he gives so much sage Frank advice. We're going to have to really break this down. So bear with us, folks. Here we go.
Well, finally, 2024 is here. Hopefully, this will be a better year than the last, which to me was a disaster.
Do we know Frank's life better than him? He said 2023 was a disaster. He had a starring role in a reality show that was a big success on Paramount Plus, and he filmed the second season in 2023. Right. During that second season, he went to Rome and met the Pope, which is like the biggest moment of his life, he said.
Sounds like a terrible year so far.
There's another venture that's coming up that went through that we're going to get to that obviously took place during that year. Mm-hmm. What else happened for Frank? He's been filming movies. He's been going to the gym. He's had a great 2023.
Pretty good year. You would think on paper, pretty good year, right?
No, he's right. There's been some wars and there's stuff, but I hate to say it. That happens every year. Wars and disasters. And that's just the way the world turns, unfortunately. But this is him saying he hopes 2024 is a better year. So if that's a bad year for Frank, boy, I wish I had those bad years.
I feel a lot of the things that are coming up, AI, all this stuff is very scary.
Yeah, sorry.
That was a lot of positive. A lot of the things that are, you know, coming up, Terminators, T-1000s.
Yeah, we got Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be back. What's AI going to do?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people from his generation don't quite get AI. They don't know what AI does. I mean, listen, AI is kind of scary how fast that technology is moving, but they're also...
I'm fascinated by it. Personally, I'm fascinated by it.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. The whole... I think everything you do.
When people are worried about AI, that's kind of what they always go to. AI is going to take over. They're going to wipe us out. My response is, okay. 100 years from now, everyone here is gone anyways.
Right.
Humans are very weird about their own existence to some degree. I'm not trying to get all, what do you call it, existential here, but he's worried about AI truly destroying us, like you're saying, like Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
It's going to become self-aware and go after Frank Stallone's hair. That's very frizzy, might I add. Looks kind of like he got a little shock, a jolt of electricity, maybe.
He's trying to show us that he grows his hair.
Right. He's trying to
show it. But we know that that can be replaced, right?
Yeah, that's removable. That comes right off and another piece goes right on.
Oh, Louise brings up a good point. We don't like to get political on our show too much because we leave that to Frank. But Louise says, unfortunately, for a lot of Trump people, all their success is based on what Trump does or says. If he wins in 2024, they'll say it's the best ever. If he loses, they'll continue their same crap. Yeah, that's kind of true. So the fact that anyone actually puts that much stock into the president and their own happiness is kind of odd to me. Like, I have a leader in my country. I don't even think about him as a Canadian. Like, and I don't mean that in a bad or good. I'm so busy with my own life. I'm not even thinking about who's in power. Yeah. I just take care of my family.
Just another face. That's what it is. Pretty just another much. Face. I know.
So he's worried about AI, but he's moved on to that. He's got more stuff to say.
Hope we can have a peaceful transition into 2024.
I don't know when this was filmed necessarily. It's now 2024. Everything okay, everyone? Everyone okay? Everyone good?
We had a peaceful transition.
Okay. I think when the clock struck midnight in New York, everything was okay? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Where people are happy, people are kind to each other, people be grateful.
It's so easy for him. What did he have to do today? What was his day like?
Well, he probably went to the gym.
Went to the gym.
Little gym time in, right?
It's easy to be happy when you're 74, you have no job, couple million bucks in your pocket, do whatever you want. Even when I'm retired, I'll be working. Like, I will never be able to
What they have, showing gratitude and not being selfish and thinking about themselves.
Well, we know Frank never thinks of himself, so that's good.
Absolutely not. Puts others first.
People with their fat back.
He puts telling others how to be healthy and how to lose weight first.
And the most important thing is, if you want to feel good, feel good.
It's beautiful.
Can we get that on a bumper sticker or something?
So yeah, if you want to feel good.
This is the end of his video, but this is the secret to happiness, everyone. This is how easy it is. Dr. Frank in the house. He's not wearing his scrubs, but he's still a doctor.
Thank God. I'm concerned.
So let's just go back. He is going to give you the secret. This is the secret. I can't believe he's giving away this advice for free. He could have put this in a pamphlet and made some money, but let's go back. He's going to tell us the secret to happiness. Check it out.
If you want to feel good, feel good. It's very easy to make yourself feel good. Peace. God bless you.
That's it.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. That's all I'm taking into the new year. Yeah. That's the greatest advice I've ever heard. I don't know why I didn't think of that before.
I don't know why I didn't think of that either. All this time. Next time my kid whines about something, I'll say, hey, you want to feel good? Feel good, man.
But walk away.
Now, Dom, I know you know what's coming next. I know you know what's coming next. I think Frank is very excited for 2024. You know why?
He's got a certain beverage coming out.
All right, let's check it out. So here you go.
He looks like Gomez Adams.
Everyone listening to this podcast, they're Frank Stallone fans. So, of course, they already know this. Frank Stallone is coming up with his own bourbon in 2024, February 2024. The picture here, of course, is Frank on the bottle. The bourbon's called Uncle Frank's, which Uncle is Frank's. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, his identity as an uncle is... It's so ridiculous.
He correlated this, you figure, with the show, right? Because now everybody knows he's their uncle. Oh, you think he's trying to get steam off that?
I'm sure. Assuming. That's got to be it. You're right. But this Uncle Frank garbage, like, it's so garbagey. The slogan is, bring Stallone home. Oh, come on. What does that mean?
It's not the right Stallone.
Exactly. Again, it's kind of like marketing his last name. You get what I'm saying? Right.
That's what it is.
So we had a question in our chat here. Is this for real? Oh, yeah, it's real. I got more.
It's real. It's real. You're not going to wake up from this dream.
So here's Frank holding his bottle. There it is. Sharp looking bottle of bourbon. He's holding it and he's looking very happy about this product that he slapped his name on. Okay. There he is holding the bottle.
You know what I find funny about this, Ryan? Plenty of celebrities have their own alcohol, right? Like George Clooney has something. You could just, the list goes on and on, right? They're a lot more famous than Frank, but Frank feels the need to put his picture and his name on it. I don't know. I find that ironic.
No,
because you're not. Even like Dan Aykroyd has that Crystal Head vodka. I don't know if you've ever had it. And it's like, I've never had it. It's good.
No, it's a beautiful bottle though. Is it good?
Yeah. But you don't see like Dan Aykroyd's face on it. Who's obviously more famous than Frank Stallone. Like, what is the picture of Frank Stallone going to sell? Like, he could have just called it something else. Even if he called it Uncle Frank's and removed his face, like, is it supposed to be recognition? Am I supposed to go in the store and be like, oh, wow, I'm going to buy this?
You know what? I never even considered that. You're right. There's lots of celebrities have drinks. The Dan Aykroyd's a perfect example. I don't think it says, it might say his name somewhere on the fine print somewhere.
Somewhere.
But you have to look for it.
Even George Clooney, I think it's like Casamigos or something like that.
Right.
And
that's right. I've none seen of them have billboards. Their names on it.
No, no, yeah, none of them have their names. But Frank was like, no, I got to use my name. I got to put my picture on.
Well, is that his likeness? The pictures with him with black hair from it, like he was 35 years old. That's it's ridiculous.
He looks like Gomez Adams. He's got a mustache too, from what I see.
I just wanted to show you this picture. So this is on their official Instagram site. But look at this picture, the bottle of Uncle Frank's. They didn't even put it on a real table. That's a Photoshop. The bottle's Photoshopped onto a table. It's not even there. It's floating. Look,
you know
it's
what?
Floating in the air.
And you know what, too? I'm going to throw it out there if this gets into contact with Frank. But he's always wearing cowboy hats and shit. Why isn't he wearing a cowboy hat on the bottle?
I don't know.
It's a perfect time to like...
That's right. Embrace that Western saloon.
The fact that you think you're a cowboy.
He looks like a 55-year-old guy photoshopped to look like a 35-year-old guy. Oh, my gosh. Look at the bottle. The bottle's photoshopped on top of this stock photo of a table.
If you look, you could see through the table a little bit, like yes. Where that light is.
Yeah. It's so good. It's floating.
Oh, God, Frank.
Okay. So here's what he posted on his Instagram. He says, coming real soon, Uncle Frank's Kentucky bourbon. It's a 12-year-old bourbon. And believe me, it tastes great. Is that proper English? It tastes great. Anyways, believe me, it tastes great and will be available worldwide at a reasonable price.
At a reasonable price. I honestly need to get a bottle of this.
Dude, we are doing this. We are hopefully I can please get a bottle. I'm going to get a bottle. In fact, we're going to go to the website live.
Okay. We're going to get a bottle and we're going to have a whole episode. We just drink the bottle and talk.
We're going to do a whole episode of Frank's, do a taste test and give our opinions of his bourbon on for live for sure on air. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Now we're going to go to the website. So just give me a second. I'm going to show you the Uncle Frank's website. All right. So here it is. Uncle Frank's Taste the Tradition. Bring Stallone home. Okay.
I thought it was going to say Taste the Stallone.
Taste the Stallone. This site needs some work, okay? You see here, you can ask a question. We'll reply as soon as we can. So I'm going to type a message. I'm going to ask, will this be available in Canada? Will and when will this be available in Canada?
Yes.
So let's see if they get back to us. Automatic response back. Oh, it goes, hey there, please leave your contact details so we can... Oh, come on. It's not even a real person operating the chat. I have to give them my email. So stupid. Okay, that's their... Now, check this out. So they actually give you a cocktail recipe here. It's called the clicker. The clicker. You heard of this? 2 ounce Uncle Frank's bourbon, 1/2 ounce Orange Tang simple syrup, 2 dashes of bitters, a sprig of thyme, and orange peel to garnish. Anyways, now there's a story. Here's the story of how the bourbon came to be. The verdict's still in if this is a true story or not, but here's the story. Once upon a time, the heartland of America, there lived a man named Frank Stallone. Frank, a connoisseur of fine spirits and a true believer in the American spirit of resilience and determination, embarked on a journey to create a bourbon brand that would capture the essence of the movers and doers of the USA. Thus, Uncle Frank's Bourbon was born. Inspired by the Stallone brothers. There we go. Look at that. There we go.
He's got to mention.
Inspired by the Stallone brothers' unwavering dedication to their crafts and the American dream, Uncle Frank's bourbon became more than just a drink. It became a symbol of the relentless pursuit of excellence. Frank Stallone envisioned a bourbon that would embody the strength, grit, and passion of the American spirit.
I'm feeling chills in my spine. Okay.
Dom, the bourbon itself was meticulously crafted, a blend of the finest grains and aged to perfection in the Heartland's charred oak barrels. The result was a smooth and robust bourbon that paid homage to the legacy of the Stallone family and celebrated the resilience of those who dared to dream big. Uncle Frank's bourbon quickly became the libation of choice for the go-getters, the risk-takers, and the trailblazers across the nation. From the boardrooms of Wall Street to the studios of Hollywood, Uncle Frank's bourbon found its place among the glasses raised in celebration of victories big and small. With each sip, Uncle Frank's bourbon told a story of ambition, courage, and the unyielding pursuit of greatness. Frank Stallone's vision had come to life, and his bourbon had become an icon in its own right. Today, Uncle Frank's bourbon stands as a testament to the American spirit and the Stallone legacy. It is more than a drink. It is a tribute to the dreamers and the doers. A reminder that, like a fine bourbon, greatness takes time, dedication, and a touch of Stallone's spirit. So, raise a glass to the indomitable spirit of the USA, because with every sip, you're tasting a bit of the American dream. Cheers. Bring Stallone home. Frank Stallone.
Cheers. That's beautiful.
That's not all. So I thought, wow, with that kind of story, I got to buy some, right? So mm-hmm. I go to the shop, right? Go to the shop to buy some. And Frank told me that we can pre-order. Look, you can buy some
hats and stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Hunting gear.
I might get the phone case. I might get the phone case.
The glass. Look at the glass. You got a nice
that
glass.
That's all right. You know what? If we do get the drinks, we should get the glass to drink.
Duffel bag.
So you can buy apparel. Want to buy some bourbon? Let's go.
Yes,
buy
some. Let's do it. They said we could pre-order it. So
none available. No products here. Look, no products here. In the meantime, you can choose a different category to continue shopping. The only other category is to buy a hat. So it's not available yet. He did say February, but he also said on Instagram that you could pre-order. So there you go. That story wasn't enough, Dom, to whet your appetite for this alcohol. Have you seen the commercial yet on his Instagram?
No, I haven't actually.
He has two promos. I'll show you the first one here. And this is the promo on the Uncle Frank's Bourbon Instagram. This is the promo. Keeps me running. I keep running. Cause I know that my home's in view. Keeps me running. For our listeners, of course, everyone heard the song, but for our listeners, there it is, a live bottle in person on a turntable spinning to the song Running by Frank Stallone. It is showing you, I guess it's clever enough to get the idea that you're seeing the whole 360 view of the bottle.
Right, right.
And it's an 80 proof bourbon. Is that strong enough for you?
I think so. If it's strong enough for Frank, it's strong enough for me.
What do you think? Do you think Paulie would drink this stuff?
I don't know. I think Paulie's probably into the cheaper stuff. I have a feeling. Might be.
What do you think the bottles are going to run at? What do you think? What's your guess? US dollars?
I hope it's not over like $60.
It's going to be $75 a bottle.
Do you know that for a fact? Or
no, I'm guessing. That's my call. Yeah. That's my guess.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more than your average bottle.
For me to get it to Canada, it's going to probably be $150 a bottle.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because you know, he ain't making it easy.
He said it's available worldwide. Yeah. This is worldwide, but people shipping to Britain or something, it's going to cost them $400. Yeah. Now, that commercial is nothing. This is the Uncle Frank bourbon commercial. You ready?
I'm so ready. I don't think I've seen it. No.
Our bourbon is a symphony of flavors, blending the richness of American oak with the sweet notes of corn and a touch of spice that'll warm your soul. Born in the land of the free, crafted by hands that embody the American spirit. Uncle Frank's bourbon. Taste the tradition and bring Stallone home.
I was waiting for them to say Frank Stallone home. That picture just becomes more ridiculous the more I look at it. Like, just put yourself in a cowboy hat, Frank. You're always in a cowboy hat. It fits the aesthetic of the whiskey. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I agree. And they had a cowboy in that video. They actually had a cowboy pouring the bourbon. He was filling his – do you see how much he's putting in his cup?
Yeah,
he
he's fucking dumping. Alcoholic.
Now, did that voice sound AI to you?
At one point, I thought it was Frank, but I don't think it is Frank.
It may not be a little AI. You would think they would get Frank to narrate his own brand. Right. Why not?
Well, I think we need to be Frank's marketing people, Ryan. I think we need to market this whiskey for him.
I think more people are going to be seeing this commercial because of us than from his Instagram. So like, we're doing him a favor. We're doing him a favor right now. So you're welcome, Frank. Now, do you remember those commercials back in the day? Bud Light presents.
Real man of genius.
Can you remember those commercials?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Did you hear that beginning to this commercial? Didn't it sound like that?
It sounded a little bit like the song now that you say it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I found an old Bud Light commercial, Real Men of Genius. And I think it's one that Frank would enjoy. Want to see it?
Yes.
Budweiser presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really Bad Toupee Wearer.
Mr. Really Bad Toupee Wearer.
More than any neon sign or exploding scoreboard ever could, your chrome dome cover says, "Hey guys, look at me."
What could you be thinking?
You think it looks natural, but it couldn't look phonier if it had a chin strap.
I look at you.
Made of space-age fibers, it can repel anything. Rain, wind, snow, and especially young women. So crack open an ice cold Budweiser, Mr. Stud in a Rug. Then crack open another for that thing on your head.
I don't think it's all strange.
Oh, is that fantastic?
That's fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Don, I didn't know you had natural gray hair. You look great.
Yeah, well, you know what? You always got to keep a wig close by. That's my philosophy. So grab it, slap it on, and there we go. I'm a different person.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, I think that's it. I mean, I guess we should cover a little bit of the Rambo film. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. This is the Rambo podcast, right?
Is it, though? I don't even know anymore.
It's the Frank Stallone Whiskey Podcast.
That concludes another episode of Frank Stallone, Who Is This Guy?
Okay, well, are you ready to go? Are we ready to go? Some Rambo carnage here. So again, folks, we're not going to finish the film today. We can't. We want to hear those emails and letters and comments on our YouTube, whatever it is. Let us know how amazing our show has been. And I guess we also want to hear, do we continue the Frank coverage? Are you going to join us for that journey? You've got a week. Guys, you got a week, week and a half to let us know before we record our next episode. Let us know, okay? All right. So if you remember, we last left off, Rambo canoed a guy's head. Okay, all right.
Yes.
The bloodbath, the horror continues. Rambo right now is putting more shells into a shotgun, the sawed-off shotgun, mind you.
Yes.
He closes it one-hand style, a la Schwarzenegger in T2. Remember when he did that?
Yes.
Sly's like, I could do it too, you know.
If he did, I could do it.
Okay, so
what kind of shotgun is that?
I guess he's firing lightsabers. I don't know what.
Yeah, this is. I'm at a Star Wars. I was just gonna say that. Is that blaster? What is that?
It's a shotgun blast, okay? And so two guys are walking side by side down the tunnels. Rambo shoots them in the back with his sawed-off shotgun. Do you know why they saw off the shotgun? This little weaponry, I know.
Tell me.
I could be wrong, but my understanding is it, you know, shotgun is pellet spray, right? It's a pellet spray. Okay. It widens the shot, so it gives more of a spread.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, there are flares in there. That's right. The magnesium. You put the magnesium in the shells.
Forgot about that. I thought we were watching it, like you said, a Star Wars movie for a second.
That's a big moment. I like how he just walks away. Why shoot them with just one hand, though? What was the purpose? Couldn't he hold the shotgun with two hands? Why the one hand? Was that
just proving a point at this point? Okay. That his arms are strong, you know?
Yeah. So those guys go flying with magnesium burning their backs. Yeah. Jeez. I mean, look, it's a fun shot. Why the magnesium? I don't know. I think it just causes more pain, I guess.
Like the way he's just standing there.
See, look, they're on fire.
Oh my God.
Now, how is this not a horror film? They're just on fire corpses. It's like being dead's not enough. They have to be burning corpses.
Suffering.
Too. The smell of burning flesh, it adds to the ambience of the horror film.
Yes, exactly.
Who did it push?
So they heard the explosion. Of course, they heard the gunshot, and leader dude's telling them, hey, go around the corner and see if you can see Rambo. They don't see him. They're looking for him. Oh, he's done with that. He opened up the shotgun, saw there was no ammo in there because he just fired it. And then he threw it on the ground because he doesn't need that anymore. So he filled out all those magnesium shells for a one-time shot, eh? Is that
That's it? That's it. One, I guess, one and done.
Why doesn't he have more shells to put in there and carry it with him just in case somebody comes around the corner? You can still take off a shot. Like, I don't know.
He's got all his booby traps ready. You know, he's got to get used to everything.
Dude, I spent a lot of time doing different things. I don't want to use just one thing.
I want people to die and, you know, stepping on these things and exploding.
It's a lot of work. Okay, so now he's putting a metal pipe. Oh, yeah. Okay, for our listeners, there's a hole in the tunnel walls. There's a hole, and he just grabbed a huge lead pipe that fits through the hole. On the other side of the wall, we have people sneaking through. Is he just going to put the pipe through someone's head? Is that the idea?
I really can't remember either, but I think that's what happens.
If you're going to do this kill, Rambo, you got to make sure you punch that hard enough to get through his head.
Right. he might be putting them through limbs too, right? I don't know if there's multiple holes. Find out.
It's been a few years, folks. This is what's kind of exciting watching with Dom. It's like, it's almost like we're doing a reaction video. What's coming next?
You forget. I've mentally blocked out like the hammer scene in the whorehouse. Like that was all new to me again. I don't know why.
I almost forget there was first blood at this point. You know what I mean? It feels like so long ago I covered that film.
So distant. It's so distant.
And my coverage of that was not funny.
No. They depart so much from what that movie is, though, that it's like you wouldn't even think it's the same series anymore.
Can we just like give it like a moment of silence for the incredible film that first blood really was?
Exactly.
I just wanted something to eat.
So they're walking slowly. There's the bar. Yeah.
Don't look in the hole. Oh my god.
Okay. He put the bar.
You've been saying so Jason Voorhees, and like absolutely, yes. Jason Voorhees. Like the same.
This is a horror
kills.
Show.
Yeah.
Okay. So the guys are walking slowly down the tunnel. Why would the guys stop at that hole? It's just a
why
hole
would
in
you
the wall.
Look in the hole. Like, why would you do that?
And the timing's perfect, right? If you think about it, how did Rambo know they're going to be there at this time? So they're walking slowly past the hole. Oh, I see. Look at that big bright light that's coming through. The light's coming into Rambo's hole. Like they're in the light.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, I got to look through that hole. There might be somebody there.
Yeah, there's somebody. Look at that fake head. I love it.
Yeah.
The fake prosthetic head.
Are we led to believe there was a point at the end of that bar? Was there even a point?
It's got to be, right? It's got to be sharpened. That looks like Frank's hair, honestly, that hair right there.
Yeah, that's the Frank Bourbon hair right there. That's Frank Bourbon hair. Really, that's the way you're going to get this? Why not just have a gun go through there? Because it's just much of an alert kill or whatever. Like, they're on the other side of the wall. They're not going to kill you anyways. It's such an odd trap to make because this one is all about timing. You have to have somebody stop. They have to be high enough to get hit in the head because if they were crouching lower, not looking, they would just went right by it.
Right. You would think he would, like, swipe his cheek or something like that and if it was a real.
This is a Voorhees kill. This is what you'd expect in a Friday the 13th part 5.
Yeah, with the music. Like, I'm going to put the Friday the 13th music to this.
Look how much blood's pouring out. Look at that. It's just like a stream. Somebody falls to the ground, and the other guy starts shooting back at the wall. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
So the guy starts shooting at the wall. Then he's got another hole on the ground. He drops to the ground, grabs his machete that he's sharpened up real nice. He's
he's cut off the whole foot. He amputated that thing.
The amount of strength it would take to literally sever a foot with one swing. Can you do that with one swing, bone and all? That is a
I don't think so. The amount
of energy, and he's on his so he's on the ground. So you're on your back swinging.
He doesn't
on
have
your
the
back.
Leverage to swing that.
Well, he is Rambo. He has superhuman strength. Let's be honest.
He's got giant forearms, giant Sylvester Stallone forearms.
Like he went through tendon and bone like it was butter. I love the guy's hopping on one foot, grabbing his leg. I like that. Falls on the ground, blood pouring everywhere. Okay, so now the guy fell on the ground next to Rambo's hole. How does he kill him? I forget. So I want to go for some bets here. I'm thinking knife to the head. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you mean, knife to the head or the throat?
I'm just thinking right in the head because he's being pretty
right in the head.
Yeah, like, he's not even cutting his throat. I think he's. Let's see.
Okay, you're going with headshot. I'm going with a throat cut.
Okay.
Let's see. I actually forget.
I forget.
Oh, right in the neck.
Okay.
You stabbed him through the neck. Okay.
Okay. So, little both.
What did you say? Well, I did say throat. I thought it was going to be a throat slice, but it was a throat stab. But I think I won that round. I did say a throat death. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Here we go.
He's putting on the doors.
What is the psychosis here? Think about what's really happening here. Rambo has just caused this carnage. He is killing people en masse. He's killed at least 15 people so far, 10 to 15 people. Now he turns on his personal radio cassette player playing the Doors. What is going through his head right now?
He's in the war again. He's playing music he was listening to in the war, and he's in
the
war.
This was a song that was played in the Vietnam War, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He gone.
Yeah. He gone. He definitely gone. He's not taking his medication anymore.
Does he have Bluetooth speakers hooked up to this thing? Like, how is this being able to be played everywhere? This is like an old.
They didn't show that part when he's setting up all the speakers throughout the cave.
They should have had the montage of the Bluetooth setup.
At times, this feels a little cartoonish with the music, but then you could say that he really goes down the rabbit hole. This is like the first time
he is.
Rambo's letting himself go down the rabbit hole and just letting all his trauma come to the surface, right?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. This is where he is. He is in hell. He is in war. That's what it symbolizes. It's symbolizing his mind is gone. He is full animal mode, full-on killer mode. Where is the music playing from? This is a little cassette player, but we're led to believe this is speakers throughout the tunnels, I guess, because you hear it playing everywhere.
Yeah. I wish there was a scene of him like earlier, like with a technician guy from like a Best Buy or something coming there, setting up all the speakers with him.
I don't know how to use a DVD player. So like,
player. Got to do is press play and it's going to go through the cave, right? He's telling the guy not to step in certain places. Like, just watch you step over here because, you know, you're going to get impaled.
Dude, come on.
I am going to mute the music because this will be like hit on my YouTube. So,
yeah.
So I got to mute the music. What song by The Doors is playing?
5-1 by The Doors.
Thank you. He hits that song. If you want to play that song along while you listen to a commentary, you may. I got to mute it, folks. I'm sorry. We'll bring up some of the lyrics that come up, but right now it's just talking about I Love My Girl. She looking good. Rambo is going to, now he's going to take someone's head off. He's got his machete. He's going to take off this guy's head coming around the corner. This is a great kill. There's just no way around this. Again, his strength. Is it possible to behead somebody with one swing?
I guess maybe with a sharp enough knife and like maybe the strength.
I think it's samurai swords. Samurai swords probably
maybe
could do that.
I mean, an axe, right? Maybe an axe. I don't know.
What are the physics of this? Like, what are the actual physics?
This is a Mythbusters kind of thing. Like,
it is because your neck is actually, like, if you just push it right now, Dom, just push on your neck right now.
Yeah.
Just feel how tough it actually is. How much?
Yeah, right there. Yeah, like the sinew, back.
That's part of its protection. There's a lot of sinew, tissue, and then there's the bone.
Mm-hmm.
But he takes off this guy's head again like it's made out of paper mache.
Clean off.
He's running. Watch this. And there it goes. Just
goes flying.
Again, I love how Rambo knows the exact height of this guy. What happens if he was 6'3 or 5'2?
It's a little short guy.
I got to make sure you're the right height because I can't see you coming down.
So that guy's head goes flying. Okay, so this guy falls into a booby trap, kind of like First Blood booby trap. He falls into a trap into the floor with a bunch of spikes impaling him in the legs and stuff. And this is very a la First Blood in the forest, right? Because What's happened is people are getting hit, impaled, screaming. It's adding to that cacophony of chaos and sound. So the bad guys are like, it adds to their own fear too. They're not thinking straight. So Buddy's screaming because he's impaled. Rambo comes up behind him. A lot of behind the back kills in this film.
Yeah. He was practicing a lot of throws. Yeah, a lot of throws he did. Multiple.
So he throws a machete right into the back of his head. Or was that an axe? Was that the axe? I'm not sure what that was. Machete. So he throws it right to the back of the guy's head. Again, the guy's head's moving around. He gets that clean in the head. Imagine if it like hit him with the handle hit him like, oh man, that really hurt. Like the Austin Power scene. Like, come on.
That really hurt.
That really hurt. Who throws an axe? Yeah. That guy's out now.
That's like the Home Alone paint cans down the stairs. Like, what is that?
So for our listeners, again, this another entrapment comes down, takes another guy out. It's full of nails. It's got barbed wire at the end. It's in a 2x4. He gets impaled into the chest. Bunch of long 10-inch nails to his chest. That's going to hurt. That's going to sting. And then Rambo comes up beside him, blows his head off. Gave him 2 headshots to the head just for good measure. You see that?
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom to the head. What I love, too, is that Rambo, for whatever reason, is able to take out everyone but the boss man. I don't know how he's able to plan that. How's that possible?
Good planning, Ryan.
I guess so. Another impaling to the chest type mechanism.
Oh, my God.
And that guy just dies from that. I'm not sure what got him there. It was some sort of... Do you see that? It was...
Yeah.
What was that thing?
He's stuck there, right?
He's stuck. It got into his chest, but he's dead. Rambo doesn't even waste ammo on him, I don't think. No. So... There's still a couple guys walking around. Rambo gets another gun, shoots them in the back shots. Shoots that guy in the side. He goes flying with the shotgun, takes that guy out. He goes out. Boom, boom, gone. 2 more soldiers are still around. So there's a lot of guys running around. Buddy's trying to make demands to his team. Come on, guys. His own Spanish saying, come on, let's get this guy. And the line now in the song is, and the old get older and the young get stronger. Is that right?
Yes.
Which is an interesting line for the young get stronger because Rambo is definitely get older. Interesting line, but it was done on purpose, I think, for this part of the film. Main bad boss guy, he's seen the carnage that's been left behind by Rambo. He's taking it in. The line in the song says, it may take a week, it may take longer. So there's the trap. So Rambo sees the 2 guys at the end of the hallway or sort of tunnel way. And the line here in the song says, they got the guns. So, you know, this is very an apropos song for this part of the film. Mm-hmm. So these 2 guys are coming. One of the last traps, I think, it's the tripwire. They're going to walk up to it. Oh, that's right. It's like the C4. So Rambo hits the C4. Oh, they just died. Okay. So these guys,
That's a Mortal Kombat finisher. Like, that's literally, that's what he just did. He just fatality.
Another trap door, but this one goes into a, like a hidden room. And there's just, yeah, like Dom was saying, there's spikes. These are 2 feet high spikes. And they just land and get impaled. Look at this. I love how much blood they already have on them. Yeah. The bleeding. They already have that much blood.
Oh, the...
so they're impaled. And for good measure... Oh, wow. Okay.
Like they're getting up.
Look at that carnage. So again, for good measure, Rambo is taking them out with machine gun fire. And this is a bit overkill. Look at that.
Definitely overkill.
Turns them into shred cheese. Now, I think we're going to stop soon here because I think we're at the last guy. I think. Oh, wait. No, maybe not. We're going to make the last episode the last guy, between him and the last guy. So again, the main boss guy has now seen his soldiers killed there. Oh, I think this might be one last. Yeah. Okay. So one last soldier. He took out his throwing knife. Remember he had those little throwing knives that he was sharpening? Okay. Another behind the back kill. Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is getting older. He doesn't care about the rules anymore. Yeah. So this guy's got his back to Rambo. He throws the two throwing knives at the guy's back. He does an underhand throw of the knife to the guy's chest. He goes down with the knife kills. Rambo's grabbing another gun. And here we go. I think we'll stop here. I think it's just these are the last two guys. Mono, you mono.
And the Doors lyric, y'all, ballroom days are over, babe.
I can play a little bit of that just. There we go. The night is drawing near. There you go. It's a cool one final line there. Okay. We're going to stop it there. Our final episode will be the last fight of Rambo's life. Mano y mano against him and the main boss guy. I think that's it. I don't think there's any more baddies left, is there?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he's got them all. Those are a lot of traps. So there you go, folks. The last episode will be the next episode, episode 12 of Rambo 5. Again, I can't stress enough. Send us those emails. It might be a supersized episode because of Frank is of stuff. We're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. If we get emails, we're going to read them. For Hollow High Water, Dom will schedule at least 2 hours, okay? We'll do a 2-hour window of recording.
At least 6 hours.
At least six hours. It depends how much stuff Frank gives us. He's been, like I said, he's been awfully quiet. Like that alcohol announcement was a big part of the show, but the only thing he's been posting is boxing history, which is cool, I guess, but it's just, I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah. He's busy with the whiskey. Busy with Uncle Frank's.
It's bourbon, not whiskey. Be careful. don't mislabel Uncle Frank's bourbon because his people might come after us. And let's be honest, Frank, we gave you some coverage. And I guarantee you there's somebody who's listening to this show who didn't know about his bourbon.
Yeah.
Who's going to buy his bourbon. I kid you not. So you're welcome, Frank.
I would like to volunteer to take over that whole marketing campaign because I think he needs to amp up the cowboy stuff, amp up the Western stuff. He said he's always dressing up like a cowboy anyway. You got to focus on that.
Louise just piped. Yes, I agree, Dom. Sorry. Louise just piped in before we close here. He goes, great show, guys. Hope the next one isn't the last one. I don't think we can squeeze out 2 more episodes out of the final fight.
You know what, Louise? 5 more episodes.
Boom. The only thing I can think of that we could possibly bonus episode, and I actually, this is for real, is the final part of the movie. There is a montage of pictures, and we could just kind of give our overall feelings on the films together with the montage of pictures. So you know what? So the next episode will be the final episode of the Rambo 5 coverage. And I think that'll be fun. Okay, so there you go. If you stuck around, there's 2 more episodes. So that gives a chance for latecomers too. So send us an email. And if we get too many, we can divide the emails up in 2 episodes. There you go. So for our final 2 episodes, emails, comments, we'll read. If they come, if they don't, they don't come. Because I actually think that would be a good retrospective episode, Dom. I think that might be good to do with the pictures that the movie shows, just to give our feelings and thoughts and scenes and kind of crack wise about different parts of the film that the montage shows us for the 5 films and kind of give our last thoughts on the Rambo franchise, and then I'll cry a tear. So there you go. 2 more episodes. Fine, Louise. 2 more episodes. That's the most I can promise you. All right. Well, Dom, unfortunately, though, episode 11 is over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my podcast. You asked me to co-host, Ryan. I didn't ask you.